righty, there we go. Geek Radio Daily, kids, for this here Tuesday, March 25th, 2008. We call it All the Geek Without the Wait, Billy.
And that's because that's the way people demand it.
You don't have to wait. You got your geekiness right here, right now. Just smacking your ass and calling you Cindy.
Wow.
That's true.
Okay, then.
You're damn right.
So take your shoes off and set a spell.
Take shoes off, set a spell, put your panties over on the, Was that too far?
It depends on who you're talking to.
All right, moderating, producing, and as always, just adding the airwolfness to the show. There's Billy Flynn.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be dead. Face down in a drained pool somewhere.
So thanks for that.
Wow, no lie. Oh, that's pretty okay. Oh, man.
You're the tired guy.
I just feel like arse, dude. I am the vicar.
The recent recipient of a brand new plastic hip.
Nice.
God, ain't that the truth, man. Don't you think they'd put, like, metal plates in your head if you had that done? Or they'd put some kind of metal splint if you broke your... At least give me some quality materials. Me, I feel like they keep trying to patch me up with Legos and wondering how come I don't feel good.
Legos and spackum.
Legos, spackling, and lots of chemicals that probably
Something
ought
like
not
that.
To be mixed together.
No.
Man,
it could explode.
Trying to heal, dude. I can't do anything without these ribs just killing
if
me.
If you'd stop doing your vigilante antics, you might be all right.
You think that's what that is?
I think it could be.
Swinging from the rooftops.
You know, sometimes sleep's the best medicine. I think the city can do without you for a night.
Yeah, probably so.
I think so.
I don't actually sleep a whole lot.
Really?
Which... realize that's not a surprise, but I don't... a couple of things you people need to know. The vicar, I don't sleep a whole lot.
Yeah.
Do a lot of drugs.
Wow. And on that note...
Yeah. So, all right. You guys want to talk television?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. This is what's going on in our world in television tonight. I'm going to go ahead and say it, Billy. This here, the 25th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2008, best night of television ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow. Yeah. That's a bold statement,
okay,
sir.
Okay, so let's start telling you why. Over on Fox tonight, songs from the 80s again, because... dang it, we need those back. I'm sick and tired of the Beatles songs. The kids are no good at them. These kids were born in the mid-80s, you know?
Probably late 80s.
Stop it. I need
to hear
that. So
I'm sorry,
it's back to music from the 80s tonight on American Idol on Fox.
Okay, tonight the CW's got Beauty and the Geek, in which it's game time. They play a game of flag football, immediately followed by a brand new episode of Reaper.
Oh, huh? Oh, new Reaper.
New
hey,
Reaper.
That's cool. All right.
And Sam gets a copy of the contract his parents signed with the devil, but wait for it. It's in Latin. See,
oh, well,
you could help him.
I probably could. There ABC tonight, after an hour-long recap of Dancing with the Stars tonight, two couples get eliminated while the Jonas Brothers perform, and that
like,
just seems cruel.
Eliminated with extreme prejudice?
Might be.
That would be fantastic. Tonight, AMC American Movie Classic showing the 1985, what I say is the revival of the Western, Silverado.
I agree. It was
Silverado,
a damn fine film. I watched me some 310 to Yuma remake last night.
Yeah?
Even better than the first time. That's
okay.
A good daggone little movie.
See, I gotta
right
see
there.
That then.
TV Land not showing TV shows, old TV shows,
huh?
Which they are wont to do. They're showing Beetlejuice!
Ah!
Beetlejuice!
No.
No, don't do the last one.
Good man.
Nobody needs
Scared
Michael
me.
Keaton here.
Tonight, the Biography Channel is showing the biography of Valerie Bertinelli.
Because the world demanded...
Somebody was screaming and just, tell me now! How did she get that?
I don't know. Encore tonight is showing Running Scared from 1986.
Nice.
You have the late Gregory Hines. You have Billy Crystal. They want to go and open a bar in Key West.
But who doesn't?
The bad guys just keep pulling them back in.
Each and every
good
time.
Movie. I
it's
like
just
that
wrong.
Movie, man.
Tonight, FX has Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, in a film that's not as good as they want you to think it is, but it's a good waste of time.
And staying on the cutting edge, Cinemax showing Coming to America.
Ooh. I just got that on HD, man. That's
a good movie, but okay. Cinemax,
okay.
That's why you're spending whatever bucks a month on Cinemax?
To get that, absolutely. Yeah. History Channel tonight, the universe. Saturn, Lord of the Rings.
You see? You see, if you really want to continue that just a little bit further,
yeah.
If you want to move over a planet or two,
right.
But you still want to keep that whole medieval sort of Lord of the Rings feel,
yeah.
Then it could be, you could call it, Let's Get Medieval on Uranus.
That could work. It is funny. Turner Classic Movies has The Dark Past, National Geographic Channel, The Hunt for the Lost Ark. But if anything, we're probably watching BET tonight because a madman and his would-be victims do battle with deadly vermin.
No.
Tonight, Isaiah Washington and Ice-T star in Hood Rat.
Oh, you so made that up.
No,
there's no way in hell.
Right there. BET. Hood Rat. From, 2001.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that note... let's talk about the mailbag.
It's here! Listen! Listen up! It's time for mail call!
It's a lovely mailbag. It's very pretty.
Is it?
It's brown.
Is it special? What can brown do for you? That's all I'm
saying. Right, the Casino Royale 2-disc Super Deluxe set is bound to come out later this year. This is from Michael in response to my having bought the stripped version this weekend. In fact, I bet it'll be out the Tuesday before the new Bond hits theaters. My psychic powers are off the charts, don't you think? Thank you, Michael, but I actually looked and it looks as though earlier than that, June 3rd, 2008, Sony Pictures Home Entertainment, Region 1 DVD Casino Royale with commentary, deleted scenes, tons and tons of material.
But like, so, you just bought it.
Yep, they were just waiting for me to buy it, and there it is. So
great.
Thanks
for that. If you'd bought it earlier, we would have had this edition a long time
ago.
All
right, Dave, giving me hell about not knowing who this person is. Wait, says Dave, so the guy who founded the Hottie Appreciation area of the forums doesn't know who Morena Baccarin is.
No,
Vicar, you must now trade in your Hottie Appreciation card and your geek card. She's in Firefly. Yeah, you know, I never saw Firefly.
And whose fault is that?
I realize that.
That is
but
your
I'm
fault, sir.
More hell on those forums, which you guys need to be on, by the way. If you're not there, where the heck are you? We miss you. There's hilarity, I tell you, and Hottie Appreciation on the forums over at geekradiodaily.com. You need to join. Finally, from Chris. Hey, guys, I'm just stealth geeking from work, and I almost choked on my drink when I heard the Speedy Gonzales sample at the end of the show. Thanks for making my day. Andale, andale.
Andale, andale. Arriba, arriba.
He says yeehaw, but arriba, arriba is what he's actually saying, as you know, I think.
Yes.
Chris, you need bone up on your Spanish.
Come on, man.
I said bone.
You did.
Hey, by the way, podcasting's Rich Siegfried, patron saint of this here show, says, let's do a boffing contest at RavenCon.
Ooh.
Not
yes.
a bad idea.
I believe
says,
this should definitely be done.
If my injury is still with me, then I could be chancellor of boff. Everyone must fight for my amusement, or we could put Murr in that spot, or even make the winner gets an interview for the RavenCon app of GRD Weekly. Maybe me and Rich could do commentary, something like that. I don't know, because we already got
that
the drinking contest.
Cool. Yes.
Lots going
to
go on there at RavenCon. That's only a few weeks away now. So, all right, we are going to talk about DVD releases. Since it's Tuesday, we got that. We got Geek News all coming up. Geek Radio Daily.
In the beginning, Dragonlance was a game.
We started talking about this world at war, and we're riding dragons into war. To try to design games that had story first and game's central idea that was become Dragonlance.
And the novels soon followed.
Margaret Weiss, for example, when she had first, she was actually hired by the company to edit what was going to be the Dragonlance book. She was there, and Margaret and I started working together, that we came to realize that this was our story and we were the ones who should write it.
And it became something more. That has lasted over 20 years. Then, dark times fell upon fandom.
It might come back, but at this point, as far as we know, the setting TSR was dying out.
But leaders emerged and breathed new life into the setting for fans.
Where you probably know me best from is the Dragonlance Nexus, which I helped to get started in 2001 with the talents of the Whitestone Council.
Sovereign Press worked out an agreement to use the license from Wizards of the Coast to make Dragonlance 3rd Edition.
And now, it's in the hands of fandom. Join us at the Dragonlance Canticle Podcast, where we begin a new chapter in Dragonlance in helping keep fandom strong and alive for the world of Kryn. The Dragonlance Canticle at www.dlcanticle.com.
Geek Radio Daily, Tuesday, March the 25th, 2008. All the geek without the wait. We don't make you wait.
No.
Why would you do that?
No, that's just...
I think that's mean.
Time-consuming.
Billy Flynn
it's
over there,
bad.
The vicar with you on this here Tuesday, new DVD release day.
Sir!
So that's what we want to talk about, kids. What's
are
out?
Are either one of these
what's
any
out?
Good?
Oh,
rent,
movie.
Buy, whatnot. Billy, my list blows.
Really?
No, I say that every week. I get these, by the way. When I do the DVD releases on the air here at Radio Studio WRAR in beautiful Tappahannock, Virginia, and on this here podcast... Both of these I pull off the AP, that is the Associated Press Newswire.
Right.
One would reasonably assume that the AP is reasonably reliable.
They're just associated.
I suppose.
They're not unilaterally.
And consistently, my list sucks. Let me
say
that. Now, it may be the case that this week's DVD releases simply suck, and I can't
maybe.
Blame the
Let's
AP.
Maybe. Let's see. Why? What do you have,
know.
Sir?
I have almost nothing. The only thing, you see, one thing is highlighted on my sheet,
I do
Billy
see that.
Flynn, and it is... The Best of the Price is Right.
The Best of the Price is Right. Wow.
That is the only... Because I find that funny that somebody would want to get a DVD and watch old game shows.
You have 4 hours of it
again,
when
so,
you could watch it on Game Show Network.
Not because of quality, but because I am maddened by the fact that it exists. The
okay.
only reason I've highlighted it.
Well,
otherwise, I see nothing. What do you have that interests you?
The Mist is out today. the Stephen King novella being directed by Frank Darabont.
I do not have that on my list.
That is so strange, because really, really good adaptation. I have problems with the ending, because I love the story, and I think it should have ended the way the story did, blah, blah, blah. But it's also in a special edition, which you can watch the movie in black and white the way Frank Darabont intended it.
Special. It's not even on the list, Billy.
That's
this
just
is what
wrong.
I'm saying. And
really?
That's a new picture release. Those are the ones you'd figure they'd get right.
That should be right up there at
the
top of the list.
Irritates the living hell out of me, but there it is.
Okay.
Something
anything?
I wanted to ask you about. What the heck was this?
Was it Lost Highway?
No, it wasn't Lost Highway.
Because David Lynch's Lost Highway is out today, and
so that's a Bon Jovi song.
Great.
Right?
I wish that Bon Jovi had called it something else, because Bon Jovi's tepid, banal, little mediocre song.
Oh, damn. Tepid, banal, and mediocre
has nothing
in one
to do,
sentence.
Has nothing to do with the weird, questioning reality that is the David Lynch, Bill Pullman classic Lost Highway, which stars also Patricia Arquette, Balthazar Getty, Robert Blake, Richard Pryor, Henry Rollins, Gary Busey, and Robert Loggia.
Wow.
And if you see it 12 times like I have, you might possibly have some way of figuring out what it's about.
You just might learn
something. Because I still don't know.
That's David Lynch. You're not supposed to figure it out, I don't think.
No, not really.
I mean, I have National Lampoon's Teed Off.
Yeah. No,
this is what I'm
direct
seeing
to
on
DVD
my list.
Crap. Bonnie and Clyde special edition is out today, sir.
Oh, the original.
Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway.
I think of Warren Beatty. Thank you.
I don't know.
Well, that's
kind of
cool.
That's out today, and
I'm
it's in a great addition
it.
To it.
How about the Daytona 550th anniversary race?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Tripping the Rift, the movie is out today, too.
Well, that's all right. That's
no, not really. It got really bad once Gina Gershon left.
I love Gina Gershon.
The remake
of
April Fool's Day. The straight-to-DVD remake of April Fool's Day
is a widescreen release of Noble House, James Clavell's
Pierce Brosnan's, back in mid-80s.
That might be okay.
From the Sci-Fi Channel, Invisible Man, the complete first series, as well as Painkiller Jane is out today. So one good series, one bad.
Yeah, yeah, because I like the Painkiller Jane comic, and I just couldn't get myself into the TV show.
No, I don't
blame
you.
Nobody else could either, so
no, apparently
I suppose
not.
That's all right.
Anything else there that's interesting, sir?
No, I mean, there's nothing on
sadly,
David
once again, we've got a week without Parker Lewis, but that doesn't mean we can't see a story about Best Buds. Five college students go on vacation in Ireland and decide to take another kind of trip. While on hallucinogenic mushrooms, the group's numbers start to dwindle, and one girl even remembers seeing one of her friends killed. Is there truth to the ancient legends of unsolved murders? Will they make it to sunrise, or will they face doom by the way of the deadly shrooms? The movie's called Shrooms.
That's fabulous.
It's a slasher flick called Shrooms.
All right, coolness.
Sure, why not?
All right, let's do some news.
Whoa.
Listen up.
That would be mail call.
No,
I'm not
right.
Wearing any
we already
pants.
Checked mail.
Film at 11.
Please, let us check some news.
Let's do news.
The world of news from a geeky point of view.
All right, what have I got going on?
I
guess,
know.
First of all, I will address, it's sort of geeky because it's technical, we'll address the XM Satellite, the XM Sirius merger.
Oh, it's not a monopoly, no.
Yeah, I know. But okay, don't panic about this. The Justice Department has given the okay for this merger. That's what came down yesterday.
And if you can't trust them.
It still has got to be approved by the FCC or it's going nowhere.
And they're not
going
to do that.
Get your stiff, that's where you're going to get your stiffy,
yeah.
Apparently. That's where you're going to get your stiff. What's
fine.
The word I want? The people who don't want it to happen.
The people that are
going to
shine the light on it.
That's where it's going to be. Right. The National Association of Broadcasters and others with very deep pockets are going to continue to roadblock this thing successfully. This is what I'm doing most of the time when I'm in D.C. is working on this damn project.
Good man.
And I'm not wasting a year and a half of going up and driving in that mess for this to happen. So the FCC still has to approve it. I don't think it's going to happen. I still think that it's going to get blocked.
Probably
ultimately.
Not.
So don't panic yet. You know, people around the radio station today, it passed. No, it didn't pass. The Justice Department
got one step closer.
That's what happened. All right, that's my story. What you got?
Keanu Reeves, of course, is going to be in the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still, but this time it's a different message in the film.
Oh?
Yes, this time the problem with the reason the aliens the reason the aliens have to come down is because they have to teach us all about global warming.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit more preachy, I think, than the original one. The original one taught peace and understanding and love and harmony, but it wasn't beating you about the head with it. I don't know how happy I am about
that. IGN UK says Weinstein Company announced yesterday they're planning to release two alternate versions of Fanboys.
Ooh.
Because of some fan protests to the ending that they've and a bunch of plot changes that they've made. So apparently there is a campaign against this thing, against the Weinstein Company, by fans, a grassroots boycott of the film planned because they don't like the ending and changes that have been made.
Fantastic.
So, can you believe
fanboys
that?
Fanboys upset about fanboys.
I know,
that's
I know.
Great. Fantastic.
Crazy.
Hey, there's a new GPS unit that's coming out now. It's a two-way GPS, if you will. This thing runs you about $600, but what this does is that it takes everyone that has one of these, it collects information and shares it with other people that have the GPS. We have a hive mind utility. If you're driving down 95 and there's like 12 people 15 miles ahead of you, based on their speed, their trajectory, whatever's going, you get that idea, so you see which roads go faster and which ones don't. Welcome to the hive mind, baby.
Get a TomTom, be assimilated.
Do it, baby.
All right, I like it. My final report from GamingReport.com, Wolfgang Bauer's Cobalt Quarterly Magazine, along with High Moon Media Productions. That's our friend Daniel Perez outfit over there. Teamed up to produce and release a special edition in High Moon's Domains of Adventure line, the Haven Mind Gauntlet. This thing is a neutral zone between warring clans of gnomes and kobolds.
Ooh.
That sounds good to me. Product
it does.
Features 7 rooms full of devious traps and wicked challenges. This special product will be released as a bonus to all current Kobold Quarterly subscribers as of April the 18th. It'll also be sold by High Moon Media Productions via RPG Now and DriveThruRPG. That sounds good, so check that out.
That does sound pretty good. And very, very quickly, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, in conjunction with the University of Maryland's Joint Quantum Institute, created a short-lived proof of concept of perpetual motion. They made a perpetual motion machine that ran for 10 seconds. Not quite perpetual, but it's a start.
I was going to say. All right,
it's
fine.
A bit of a start.
Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks. Subscribe through iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. And don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce.
Woo.
Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works, 3.0 United States license. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com or email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com or individually at Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Enjoy.
I'm feeling a little anxious, if you know what I mean.